Congressman Gene Pawlowski now joining KWNO. Congressman, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. Let's start with the House floor today. Taxes Committee will be in discussion, as well as a Health and Human Services budget. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The tax omnibus bill will be up at some point this week, and so will the Health and Human Services bill. The tax bill has a number of things in it. It does have a reduction in the Social Security tax. It is not a full repeal, but it does go by income. So it will be the lower incomes that will get the break, not the wealthy Minnesotans that would get a break in the Social Security tax repeal. It also has what probably is one of the biggest adjustments in local government aid. And this local government aid would go to the city of Winona. It would also go to the county townships. This is a huge assistance to them, particularly coming out of COVID with the federal dollars now going away. This will help them. It should ease property tax increases. In some cities, it might mean there'll be no property tax increase. So the tax bill is a major bill, and it probably will take the better part of an entire day to do. We're anticipating being on the floor till probably midnight.
So going back to that Social Security tax, Republicans have been more than outspoken about wanting to just take that away, and the Democratic the Democrats are around the House. They want to keep it there for that wealthier income bracket, I guess. So I guess my question is, how do you think the Republicans will respond to you guys cutting it for lower income individuals but keeping it for the higher income individuals?
I'm assuming that they're going to offer some type of an amendment, but the governor also has an opinion here, and the governor supports the position that the House is taking. So to get the bill signed, you've also got to have the consideration of the governor.
All right, let's move to the higher education budget that will move to a conference committee. Give us an update on that, and how long do you think this process will take with the higher ed budget?
Well, the conference committee date hasn't been set, and mainly because both the House and the Senate have major bills like the Health and Human Services bill and the tax bill. I would hope we would get the conference committee on Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll begin that conference committee. We have a May 5th tentative deadline to complete our work. So that bill is hugely important for our area. It'll freeze tuition at Winona State and at the Technical College for the next 2 years. It targets investments in areas such as law enforcement, nursing. It has a series of grant programs that should help students who are in the lower income brackets and need skilled training, particularly in the two-year institutions. So this is a major investment that we're making. In fact, it's the biggest investment that we have made in the history of the state of Minnesota in higher education.
What were to happen if a solution with this higher ed budget does not come before May 5th?
Well, one of the things we've done, and the Senate has this provision too, we took a look at the individual campuses in the Mid-State system, and all but I think one of the 30-plus campuses were running deficits. You've heard about these deficits mm-hmm. In the local news. You've reported on it, I think, where program and faculty are being cut. Mm-hmm. We're taking one-time money to address those deficits this year. That should at least stabilize for a year those programs and faculty, and hopefully will help with enrollment. So we've taken literally a campus-by-campus look here at the budgets to help higher education.
So still having to do with higher education, but moving to University of Minnesota, region selection will happen, and it will be both the House and Senate in conjunction to pick those regents. You've said before it's a very large deal, these selections for these regents. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that process will
Sure.
sort of play out?
We've got four region positions that are open, the 3rd Congressional District, the 2nd Congressional District, the 8th Congressional District, and the at-large seat. With the now resignation of President Gable, there'll be a new University of Minnesota president to select. There'll also be an interim president to select. So now these four new regents are going to be put into a position to first select an interim president and then to select a permanent president of the University of Minnesota. So these positions become even more important than they were in the past.
For those who don't know, can you tell us what these regents, what their goal of their job is to do?
The regents of the University of Minnesota were actually established before we were a state. These regents run the University of Minnesota. They approve the budgets. They select the president of the university. Depending on how hands-on they want to be, sometimes we will have the regents dealing with either entire system issues or campus issues. When I had a look in January and February at the campuses of the University of Minnesota, we were pressing very hard on the regents to take a look at the enrollment decline, particularly at Morris. Morris is down 44% over the last 4 years. Duluth is down. Crookston is down. The main campus at Minneapolis is stable, but these declines have continued for the past 10 years. So we're pushing hard on the regents to address enrollment decline and also tuition.
Let's switch gears here, Congressman, and go to a very popular bill that's at least, you know, getting headlines everywhere because of the magnitude of it. But the House will vote on the bill that would legalize recreational marijuana. Why don't you give us your thoughts on that and where you plan on voting when it comes to that bill?
Yeah, I do not support the bill. The bill has so many questions and concerns. We have the business community extremely concerned that if we legalize marijuana and there is no way to test for someone who is high, particularly when you're working in industries where there is a very delicate or heavy equipment involved, law enforcement is concerned about it for the same reasons, trying to identify somebody who is high and driving. The medical community is concerned with the after effects or the continuing effects of marijuana. So we've got a series of different entities here who are concerned about the legalization of marijuana and its effects that right now we can't control or we can't assess.
How much are you and other people who are against this bill, how much are you referencing other states that have passed the legalization of marijuana? Do you look at those states and see what went wrong with them and sort of think we can or cannot do this or have to do this differently, et cetera?
Well, I think you've got two sets of legislators here. You have one set that looks at a state like Colorado and says, well, everything's, you know, just going well and it's generating a lot of money. And then you have other legislators, and I'm in that group, saying, well, if you read all of the data, first of all, they're not collecting that much money. There are also huge increases in trying to enforce the law. And any of this new tax revenue is going over to the enforcement side. And then there are the auxiliary effects that we just mentioned of people who are high, who are driving, who are going to work. And you can't assess whether or not they are. And there are problems with that. So I think the problems outweigh the benefits.
All right, Congressman, last question for you. Just wanted to get your take on Governor Wall's State of the State. That was last week. What are your thoughts from it? What'd you like? What didn't you like, et cetera?
I think the most important thing about the governor's State of the State was he was actually talking about factual things. Mm-hmm. So when he was referencing points, he was referencing things that most likely are going to end up on his desk and that he's going to sign. So this really wasn't so much a vision of what could happen. It was a statement of what he wants to happen and what is happening in this legislative session. And that's something that the governor has not had in his previous 4 years.